वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा, वाहिगुरु जी की फतेह। हेलो फ्रेंड्स, वेलकम टू सिख हिस्ट्री साखी पॉडकास्ट। आई एम हरप्रीत कौर, योर होस्ट। इन द प्रीवियस एपिसोड्स वी हैव डिस्कस्ड अबाउट गुरु नानक देव जी कमिंग टू अचल बटाला टू अटेंड अ शिवरात्रि फेयर। However, as we all know, friends, that Guru Nanak Ji came here to teach the Sidhs a lesson and put the misguided onto the right path. As discussed, the Sidhs made various attempts to take out Guru Nanak Dev Ji but failed. Therefore, when nothing worked, they tried to scare Guru Nanak Ji and all of the people present there by showcasing their supernatural powers. Let's see what happens next. Now, as mentioned in Sri Nanak Prakash, Sabbe Siddh Jo Irkha Ko Kare Hain, Nahi Pao Kaise Ride Mo Tare Hain, बुझे ना बुझाई बरी है अपारा, तबे रूप तारे अनेक प्रकारा, पए सिंह को बगेला बने हैं, किते बन पखे को बैना पने हैं। मीनिंग द सिद्ध्स अनएबल टू टेक देयर डिफीट एट हैंड्स ऑफ गुरु नानक जी transformed themselves into beastly and ferocious animals like tiger, lion, giant snakes, birds and more to scare everyone with the help of their supernatural powers. One yogi slithered on the ground as a snake and the other one flew into the sky. And there was chaos all around. All of this was causing a panic amongst people and they were getting scared. Once people looked around towards those changed Sidhs and then they would look at the calm and serene face of Guru Nanak Dev Ji, who was sitting fearlessly along with Bhai Mardana Ji. Guru Nanak Ji then guided everyone to remember Almighty and be fearless, as mentioned in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji on Ang 819. Pati vao na lag gai, paar brahm saranai, चौ गिर्द हमारे राम कार, दुख लगे ना पाई। मीनिंग द हॉट विंड कैन नॉट इवन टच द वन हु इज प्रोटेक्टेड बाय द ऑलमाइटी। ऑन ऑल फोर साइड्स वन इज सराउंडेड बाय द लॉर्ड सर्कल ऑफ प्रोटेक्शन। पेन कैन नॉट टच देम। नथिंग कैन एवर हर्ट यू when Almighty is with you. Listening to Guru Nanak Ji's hukam, the whole crowd calmed down and sat patiently, remembering Almighty and listening to Gurbani Kirtan in Guru Ji's melodious voice, without even a hint of fear on their face. While the transformed Sidhs saw themselves failing miserably at their feeble attempt to scare Almighty's humble servants. As mentioned in Bhai Gurdas Ji's War 1, Pauri 42, Sidh Tantar Mantar Kar Chad Pai, शब्द गुरु के कला छपाई। मीनिंग द सिद्ध्स एग्जॉस्टेड देमसेल्व्स विद द तंत्र एंड मंत्रस, बट द वर्ड ऑफ ऑलमाइटी डिड नॉट अलाउ देयर पावर्स टू कम अप। Now, when the Sidhs failed at their last attempt, they came and asked Guru Nanak Ji, "Surely, you must have shown some miracles to these people and to the world at large. Otherwise, in what other way could you have gotten so much control over them? Would you mind showing same to us?" Guru Nanak Ji smiled and said, "To be quite honest, my friends, I have given the yogis, the Siddhas and their practice a lot of thought and have concluded that they are not worth it. Man has nowhere to hide but in the name of God and among the holy. Listen to the word of God performed by this humble musician of his. That's when you will understand the power contained in his name. Believe me, I have nothing more, no miracle but the one and only true name." After this, Guru Nanak Ji recited Bani as mentioned in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji on Ang 147. Pehra agan hivay kar vada, pojan sar karai. Sagle dukh pani kar piva, tarti haak chalai. Tar taraji ambar toli, pichhe tank chadai. Evad vada mava nahi, sabse nath chalai. Meaning, even if I dress in flames or move to live in a snow-built home in the Himalayas, I still cook dishes made of iron, tie the earth like a tether and drive it like a beast. I exercise so much power and authority that the entire planet moves ahead of me like a herd of animals. I should have so much power inside of me that I can get anything done by anybody. So much so that I can weigh the entire earth and sky with just 65 grams. All of this is no more than just a mere shadow of a cloud against the power of Almighty's name." Listening to such great words from Guruji, the Sidhs realized that Guru Nanak Ji outmatched their combined wisdom, knowledge and reasoning abilities. The Sidhs then sincerely requested Guru Nanak Ji to bless them a small portion of the boundless wealth of Almighty's Naam. And as mentioned in Gurdas Ji's War 1, Pauri 44, "Sidh bolan shubh bachan, tan nanak teri vaddi kamai, vadda purkh pargatya, kaljug andar jot jagai." Meaning, all the Sidhs then said, "O Nanak, your achievements are great and praiseworthy. You are a great man who has lit the lamp of knowledge and performed Naam Simran in Kali Yug." My dear friends, the place where Guru Nanak Ji sat was then converted into a beautiful Gurdwara. This Gurdwara is known as Gurdwara Achal Sahib today. Moreover, Guru Nanak Ji planted a twig of kikar tree here. This tree is known to be a thorny one. The people at that time then requested Guru Nanak Ji to plant a fruit tree instead. Then Guru Nanak ji blessed that tree only and said that it shall develop into a berry tree and give fruits all year. Friends, that tree is still present in the Gurdwara and bears sweet fruit whole year around. The blessings of Almighty cannot be explained. As mentioned in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji on Ang 1138. Acharaj teri kudrat, tere kadam salah, ganeev teri sifat, sacche paadshah. Meaning, your creative power is marvelous and your lotus feet are admirable, my Almighty. And your praise is priceless. I hope this brings some value to you and your family. Thank you.